much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV when they showed her concert. And I used the old-fashioned regular 3D glasses. I didn't go out and get, you know, the special ones. Uh-huh. And the regular 3D glasses actually worked. It was really good. She was like, she was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
Wow.
And she's hosting, I guess, the award, the Teen Awards.
Michael Jackson's sister, Janet Jackson, hates Jews.
Crazy lady on the afro. Crazy lady behind a tree. I wish the children could see. Barack Obama tried to roofie me. And it's crazy lady on the afro night.
And now.
What a ridiculous way to start a day. Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, it can. It could get worse.
It probably will.
We can do that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Mito at 538. I forgot about Crazy Afro Lady.
I miss her.
I miss her very much. You know what? She used to call right up until the end of the year, I think. And I put together a remix. Is this it?
No, so.
That's... hang on. Let me hear.
All of the bastards.
Nope.
Not even close.
Not even the same person. But she used to call like Angry Guy does. She used to call all the time. And she would tell us that Barack Obama was trying to, she said, roofie her. And he wanted her dead. But then they'd show up at a fundraiser together. And it was really beautiful. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
and
then she just disappeared.
She disappeared.
Like, I don't know if she got locked up.
Locked up or on medicine.
Yeah, maybe she started taking her meds again.
Whatever. Her good is our bad.
Yeah.
Because we're missing out on her. And it makes me very sad. Let's start today's show with going to Pennsylvania, Mount Jewett. Did you know that there was a Mount Jewett?
Mugs.
Mugs. Mount Jewett.
That's supposed to mean.
We're just asking.
That's the name of it. Pennsylvania State Police say a man broke into a northeastern Pennsylvania bar where he was found napping on a table.
Okay.
The newspaper reported 35-year-old William Duffy of Bradford faces a preliminary hearing Thursday, tomorrow, on criminal trespass and public drunkenness charges. He was arraigned Sunday morning, about 4 hours after he was found. Apparently, the owner of the bar called the police to report that somebody was loitering near the business, just wandering around at closing time. By the time the police arrived, shortly after 4 a.m., they found that Duffy had broken into the bar and had gone back into the kitchen/bar area and crawled up on top of a table and took a nap.
Aw.
So he was sleeping when they walked in.
Had he partaken himself of what had the bar had to offer?
It doesn't seem
when he
like
broke in?
It doesn't seem like he needed to. From this report, it sounds like perhaps he had already been overserved already, and he was just looking for a place to lay down.
He needed to break into a hotel.
Yeah, well, you would think.
He already had the bar thing taken care of.
But he didn't. He broke into the bar, and he crawled up onto a table, which, again, like,
they're
does this bar not have booths or anything else other than
that you could sleep on? Yeah.
What would possess you to crawl up on top of a table?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Drunk.
But I love him. So anyway, let's get started with today's Kevin and Bean Show. On today's program, we have a brand new internet roundup. We have Ashley Escada, who is coming into the studio from CNN. She's going to tell us all about the iPhone 6. CNET,
yes.
My bad. She's going to tell us all about the iPhone 6.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff.
And the new iWatch, whatever that is. And the iOS 8, everything that was announced yesterday at their press conference. So we've got her on the program today. We have, we're going to take some calls from people who are crazy about Disneyland. We come up against this every once in a while, and it's just, it's bizarre to me because Disneyland is awesome. But you sort of go when you have kids because you sort of want to see it through their eyes.
Yeah.
I don't mind going, but I don't know that I would go, you know, once a week. Like, some people go once a week or more.
They're fanatics.
Yeah, it's great. And
hardcore fanatics.
With no kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, you know, fine place.
And they collect everything, and it's unbelievable. I had no idea the depth of the love that some people have for Disneyland.
Yes. You know, people get married there all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's a big deal. But I'm sure those people are the people that were there the weekend before just because it was a weekend.
Right.
So we're going to take people who are obsessed with going to Disneyland. We have a brand new Lightning Strikes for you, where he went out on the streets and talked to people about the Raiders possibly coming back to L.A.
Okay.
Because there's been talk for a long time about L.A. getting a football team, and the Raiders is one of the teams, unfortunately, that they're talking about. We have Scott Mitchell on the program today from The Biggest Loser.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that. He weighed in. I saw this clip online. He weighed in at 366 pounds.
Wow.
And that seems large.
Yeah.
Brand new citizen of the day. And we have a brand new feature called F.U. Jaden on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat, and that's next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Brand new citizen of the day coming up just after the top of the hour, and then a new feature called F.U. Jaden.
F.U. Jaden.
Right now it's time for Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You guys all sit around the TV and watch the Big Apple.
The
presentation?
The big Apple. Oh, no. Yesterday, no.
Come on. Apple released information about things.
Yeah.
There was a watch and a thing and a phone. Come on.
We have a guest coming in.
How are you not watching?
We have a guest coming in today from CNET that's going to just explain it all to us in much quicker, simpler terms.
I think I was pretty quick.
There was
a phone and a watch and a thing and a guy.
No, you were, but they weren't.
And a guy and a thing and a phone and a watch.
Well, you did say that, yeah.
And then a little band came out and played a little music. A little tiny little garage band. I thought they were adorable. Apparently they're from Ireland or Scotland or someplace. Called U2.
Hmm.
Aren't they cute?
U2 came out and played a song.
That's all.
Okay.
Played something off their latest studio album, Songs of Innocence, which will be released on October the 14th. But Apple gifted its half a billion iTunes Music Store customers with the album earlier today. Or yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, yesterday. You could download it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So, for those of you who missed the release or don't have iTunes, here's a little snippet of the song that they played at the Apple announcement. It's called The Miracle of Joey Ramone. Here's a little taste. I woke up at the moment when the miracle occurred. And a song that made some sense out of the world. Everything I ever lost now has been returned. The most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. There you go, new U2 music.
I got to tell you, I listened to the whole album yesterday, and it's good.
Well, they're a pretty good band, it turns
they
out.
They are.
Turns out they know what they're doing.
They're a really good band. It's one of my favorite older bands, but they also occasionally will put out an album that's not very interesting.
Well, they experiment.
Yeah.
They experiment.
This one is
fight all over the place.
This is strong.
Yeah. More music news. Fuel was added to the fire yesterday, the major feud between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Oh, it's on. It is on.
They're mad at Fuel now?
Oh, Gilligan. you may remember I mentioned yesterday Taylor Swift told Rolling Stone magazine that she wrote a new song called Bad Blood about another female pop artist who she's got a feud going with. Katy Perry sent out a mysterious tweet yesterday warning her followers to watch out for the Regina George in sheep's clothing. Oh, snap.
I don't even know what that means.
Regina George was the bad girl in Mean Girls.
Oh, okay. All right.
So she's saying Taylor Swift is a mean girl. But she tries to be all sweet and innocent. Boom! Katy Perry for the win.
For the win.
Points.
I think you need to be careful who you go up against. You know what I mean? If you're Miley Cyrus, do you want to go up against her? The answer? No.
No, you don't.
She wins.
And good news. Paramount Pictures has hired a screenwriter for Top Gun 2. Woo! I feel the need. The need for speed, Goose. The film, which producer Jerry Bruckheimer said back in March was still in the works, could be taking a big step towards getting made.
Ralph, do you know if the original is still in the theaters, or has it been taken out yet?
Top Gun 2?
No, the original.
Top Gun?
Yeah.
It is no longer in theaters.
It's not in theaters.
No,
okay,
it's available on Blu-ray and DVD.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's been a while since Top Gun was released. That's what you're getting at.
That's what I'm getting at, yeah. Why so soon?
Because we are going the highway to the danger zone, baby. Here's the premise. Tom Cruise is now teaching Top Guns how to fly.
Sure.
But they announced that program is being closed because pilots are obsolete. They have drones now. Well, Tom Cruise shows them that they're not obsolete. They're here to stay, says Jerry Bruckheimer. Woo! Woo! Be my wingman, Iceman!
You need human beings in there.
That's right. I'll show you why. Buzz the tower. Today's celebrity birthdays. TV show host Bill O'Reilly is 65 years old today. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 64. Chris Columbus turns 56 years old today. Colin Firth turns 54. Guy Ritchie's 46. And Ryan Phillippe turns 40. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That band right there, Arctic Monkeys, came in and performed that live. You can see that at krock.com if you would like. Let's talk about this, shall we?
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I have three stories for you. One is a routine traffic stop in Colorado Springs, which ended strangely. Police say a 22-year-old man named Jordan Morris was pulled over early Sunday morning when the incident occurred. According to the police records, the officer observed the driver's side door open and heard a pop that sounded like a gun.
Okay.
And what had happened was this guy, knowing that he had been pulled over and he had a gun, he was trying to hide it.
Oh, my God.
And while he was trying to hide it, he shot himself.
Where did he shoot himself?
It doesn't say.
Oh, come on.
I wish it did. It's non-life threatening.
Okay.
So I'm just going to guess the penis. That's just where I'm going to go with that. He apparently collapsed out of the car onto the asphalt and said, I shot myself. They took him to the hospital where he was treated for non-life threatening injuries. They searched the car. They turned up meth. Maybe he should have been trying to stash that. In addition to the handgun, he was arrested in multiple charges, including suspicion of drug possession, after his release from medical care.
He's a bad dude.
So,
driving
yep.
around with meth and a gun.
He has a gun, he tries to stash it, and he shoots himself. Before the cops ever even get to the car, that all happens. All right, man, number two, citizen of the day number two, man with a face tattoo. See that right there?
That's fabulous.
He's got an entire tattoo over half of his face.
Yeah.
He robbed a bank. 25 years old. Walked into the Chase Bank on Saturday afternoon, handed the teller a card demanding money. The teller handed him $2,748 and he ran away. So the teller called the police and she said, hey, we just been robbed and the guy has a tattoo on his face. Pretty recognizable.
He didn't wear
nope.
a mask of any sort?
Nope. Just had the tattoo on the face and showed it to everybody. Investigators found the man matching the description. And this is where it gets funny. When police approached him, he appeared to be shoving money into his pants, according to the Modesto Bee. So he had this $2,748 and he couldn't quite fit it in his pants. So he was trying to cram it into his pants when they found him. The teller was brought to the scene and positively identified the man as the robber.
Shocking.
So they took him to police headquarters. As he was walking up the stairs, money started falling out of his pants. So now remember he got $2,748? $2,414 fell out of his pants as he walked up the stairs at the police station.
That guy.
After police questioning him, he stood up and $334 fell out of his pants at that point.
They hadn't searched him yet?
apparently not. But so by my count, he had none left.
It all fell out of his pants.
It all fell out of his pockets.
You know, if you're going to tattoo your face, I think the lesson is wear a mask when you rob a bank.
Right.
Right? Is that the lesson?
And maybe, you know, some type of bag or something to put the money in.
Be prepared.
But money was falling out every step of the way of that story. When he saw the police, when they took him into the station.
He was just scooping money.
When they questioned him, he stood up. More money fell out.
I would just talk to him all day to see how much money I could get.
He was just bleeding money and he couldn't help it. That's man number two, and citizen of the day number three is the strangest sex crime ever. Police on Friday arrested a man in Tennessee who was in a bar, apparently had been overserved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of people, Psycho Mike, who have had sex with a lot of different things.
Couches.
Inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
Wall.
Picnic table.
The ground.
Sure.
This guy apparently was trying to have sex, and help me understand how this could happen.
All right.
With an ATM in the bar.
Well, I don't know.
Like,
there's really no
spot. Place to deposit.
Not really.
Anything. So he's trying to have sex with the ATM. He's 49 years old. His name is Lonnie Jackson Hutton. He pulled down his pants and underwear, exposing his genitals, and after he had sex with the ATM, or failed to have sex with the ATM, he walked around and was trying to have sex with tables. He then began to, quote, walk nude around the bar, thrusting his hips in the air, saying, who wants some? Who wants some of this? Police were called. He was told to wait outside on an outdoor picnic table until the authorities showed up.
Oh, that table was in for some abuse.
Hutton then again exposed himself and engaged in sexual intercourse with a wooden picnic table.
I told you. Always now, comes back to the table.
I understand alcohol and being overserved. I may have been there a time or two. Nothing he tried to have sex with was possible. Like, how do you have sex with a picnic? How do you have sex with an ATM?
I don't know.
Although, how do you have sex with a table?
You love an ATM very, very much.
Yes.
So I guess that's the only one I really understand.
But the ATM is not open for that type of business, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
So anyway, those are the three that we've got today for the citizen of the day.
Now you know, Kevin and Beans. Citizen of the Day.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, we are going to play for you the new U2 song, The Ballad of Joey Ramone, which is part of a new album that you can download for free from iTunes through October 13th. Free.
Oh, cool.
You just go there and it says ready to download. You download it and there it is. And it's a great album.
That's awesome.
It's better than, I think, maybe the last two by them. And I'm a fan of U2, so it's good stuff. We're going to play the new song at the top of the hour. Ralph has joined us now because... Look, a lot of us tweet, and we do it. You know, we try. You try, don't you?
Except B.
Yes.
Except B.
Yeah.
You do try to make it interesting or funny or whatever. You fail sometimes, fine. But the people that are out there, not to mention any names, but Jaden Smith, who is Will Smith's kid.
See what you did there? You said not to mention any names, and then you did one.
Well.
You
did
mentioned a name.
I didn't realize that. Is he comes from the school of I have a deeper understanding of life than all of you, so I'm going to school the world with my tweets.
Here's the thing. There was a time before social media where if you were an arrogant blowhard, there was a limited number of people who were aware of that. There would be the people you punish with your factoids at work or at school or your family, but you'd go around thinking you're somebody and you'd go spouting off, especially when you're 16 or something and you know nothing.
Right.
And yet you think you know everything. You could go through that phrase and be just a tremendous douchebag, but it would be a limited fallout. You would only affect a certain geographic area.
So few people would know what an a-hole you are.
But through the magic of Twitter, now we know Jaden Smith is just a tremendously arrogant douchebag and an idiot. And we would like to say F you, Jaden.
F you, Jaden!
It's our new feature. Boy, his tweets lately have been nuts. Here's an example. Once you witness a cycle enough times, you step out of it.
Don't you witness the cycle?
I'm sorry, how old is he?
Step out of
16?
It.
16.
Is he talking about behavior?
All
or
right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because that's dumb. Because that's dumb.
F you, Jaden!
F you, Jaden. Once you witness a cycle enough times, you... First of all, once you witness a cycle enough times already, you can't see it a lot of times and once. You can't witness it all. You can't witness a lot of times and you can't witness it just once.
All at once. You witness
then
it a lot
you step
of times
out
all
of it.
Then
once you witness a cycle enough times, you step out of it.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Some people do, some people don't. Stop it. How dose anybody get justice?
Does he spell it D-O-S-E?
D-O-S-E. How dose anybody get justice? I don't know. How dose anybody get spelling?
You, Jaden.
His follow-up tweet to that, they don't. See, man? See, yeah. Scooby-Dee-Bop, I'm hip. How does anybody get justice? They don't, man.
But isn't that kind of implied in the question? I mean, you're not asking that if the answer is yes.
Of course. So
he sucked you in. You thought there was going to be an answer.
I was going to...
Trick question. They don't.
You, Jaden.
In God We Trust is on our dollar bills. In court, you put your right hand on your holy book and swear to God no to lie.
What?
What?
You heard me.
Read it again.
In God We Trust is on our dollar bills. In court, you put your right hand on your holy book and swear to God no to lie. I think he meant not to lie.
Oh, not to lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, man? See what he's saying?
No.
Because... I mean, the dollar bill is the holy book, man, of life. That's how people treat it. But money's not important, especially when your parents are billionaire movie stars. Mm. Then it's really not important.
Yeah.
When you have your own home.
You, Jaden!
You're building pyramid paperweights that protect you from the gamma rays.
He's truly a terrible tweeter. I follow him because of it. He's so bad, I love it.
I love how he capitalizes every word in every sentence.
Yeah, that he does that too.
Really annoying to read.
Yep.
If a cupcake falls from a tree, how far away will it be from down? Hashtag Jupiter.
What?
What does
you
that...
You heard it.
I know.
You heard the wisdom.
I heard the words. What? Say
if
it again.
If a cupcake falls from a tree...
Why is a cupcake in a tree?
How far away will it be from down?
Okay.
So, answer none far away. It is down off the tree. Hashtag Jupiter.
So, there's a cupcake in a tree. That's what we're starting with.
Oh, man. I'm not even going to bother with you. You don't get
I
it.
Don't I don't even know what that is.
I don't even want to talk to you if you don't understand.
You, Jaden.
The wisdom of Jaden.
I don't get it.
He's deep, man. Scooby-Dee-Bop. He's hip.
Cupcake falls from a tree. I'm out right there.
The sky is purple. Boom. Wisdom.
That's the whole thing?
Scooby-Dee-Bop.
The sky is purple?
Yeah, you heard me.
You, Jaden.
Science! Exclamation point. That was it. That was in the
That's not
tweet.
One.
Look, I like science.
Right?
Science.
Sure.
When the first animal went extinct, that should have been a sign.
When the first animal went extinct, that should have been a sign.
Yeah. First of all, animals don't go extinct. They become extinct, Jaden. The animal didn't went extinct at any point. And bin is spelled B-E-E-N, not B-I-N.
All right.
A sign. When the first animal went extinct, that should have been a sign. A sign to...
So...
About
human beings realize they were doing
there is
things wrong.
That things
or
that some species.
But what if it was natural?
When did this happen?
Actually, before people
were people around
were
then
here
when it happened.
So no one was here.
No one was here.
It should have been B-I-N assigned to who?
F you, Jaden.
F you, Jaden.
Look around. You will see.
That's not another one.
That's another tweet.
F you, Jaden.
Look around, you will see.
Because you have been taught that complaining is easier than doing. It's another tweet.
But just by itself?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's a genius.
All right.
At least that would make sense.
I enjoyed Brokeback Mountain.
It makes nonsense, but it makes sense. You can understand what he was going for.
And lastly, anything you see in a magazine ever is fake.
Anything you see in a magazine ever?
Ever.
So like
Scooby-Dee-Bop, hip. People of the National Geographic are pissed, by the way.
You, Jaden.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to play the new U2 song. And you can get that for free at iTunes if you'd like to right now.
Okay.
We also are going to talk to people who are crazy about Disneyland today. We were talking yesterday in our meeting after the show. And there are certain people, you know, on our staff even that like to go once a week if they could.
I can't imagine.
It's a great place.
It's a wonderful place, but there's a ton of people. Parking is far away. I mean, it's
there's a certain amount of hassle
to it.
There's
effort involved.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we're going to talk about those people coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now we have former NFL player Scott Mitchell on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Scott played quarterback in the NFL and played for, let's see here, the Miami Dolphins, the Detroit Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens. And why are you talking to us today?
It's a funny question. I actually gained about 130 pounds from the time I ended my career in the NFL as a quarterback, and I am now on the show The Biggest Loser.
I bet a lot of former football players deal with that issue.
I would guess.
Big time.
I would guess most.
I mean, because you're young and you're just eating as much as you can, and you're supposed to be really big, and then you stop playing.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I was actually very little when I played.
Really?
And so, I was a quarterback, and so you can't be big and play quarterback. All the big guys chase the quarterbacks around, and so for me, when I retired, I kind of just retired from everything, and I love to eat food and a lot of it, and I just slowly kind of yo-yoed with my weight over the past 14 years. You know, just struggling with trying to keep the weight off. And I got to a point where I just said, you know what, I'm just done with this struggle, and I just let go, and I gained, you know, 130 pounds. And then I stumbled onto this open audition for The Biggest Loser. I wasn't looking to lose weight or come on a show in front of millions of people and show how heavy I was.
But wait. But I just
stumbled onto it by accident.
But were you had to be unhappy with the fact that you'd gained 130 pounds.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're unhappy about it, but you know, I just struggled and fought to try to lose weight. And
right.
Yeah, I've lost a little bit, and I just, you know, so I've just been in this really big struggle. And when the show came around, my dad had just passed away in January from complications of being obese. You know, he had diabetes, he had all these diseases, and I watched him die a real horrific, painful death. You know, he had his leg amputated. He had these, you know, sorenesses and he had gangrene. I mean, it was just an awful way to die.
It's terrible.
And I saw my own future, you know, and I just said, here's a great opportunity. I felt like it was a gift from my dad to come and do this. And I knew that I was going to expose myself to a lot of ridicule because, you know, here you're this former athlete. How could you have let yourself go?
Yeah.
But I needed help. I couldn't do it on my own. I had to kind of eat a lot of humble pie and just to admit that, you know, I've got a problem here and I need some help.
I think any pie maybe you should avoid. But is it true that
you know, humble pie is actually fat-free.
Oh,
is
it?
It's really good for you.
Helps you lose weight. All right. Is it true that you went to the audition the first time and then just decided, you know what, I don't really want to put myself out there like that?
Oh, absolutely. That was the hardest thing for me. I mean, here, come on, I'm this former athlete, and if people see me how I look right now, one, I'm going to just, I know how people are, and I'm going to take shots and abuse. And I was just like, I don't know that I want to subject myself to that. I wasn't sure if I was really ready to face this. And again, I just thought about my dad, and I'm just like, you know, thank goodness they called me back. I mean, I went to this audition, I walked away, and a casting director actually called me about 3 weeks later and just said, we saw your application, and we'd like to talk to you about it. And I'm just eternally grateful that I decided to come on the show. It's literally saved my life.
Here's a clip of you on the show, The Biggest Loser.
I'm Scott Mitchell. I'm 46 years old. You know, I played quarterback in the National Football League for 12 years. And yet here I am, and I'm far heavier than any lineman that I ever played with. This is a surreal moment. It has always been a real secret for me. I mean, I wouldn't let anyone know what my weight is. And to have to bear my soul like this, it's a big step for me.
Wow, that's rough. What was, if you don't mind saying, your top weight?
366 pounds.
Wow. And after seeing your dad go through that, you said, I got to do something, and this is something, so let's get into it.
Had you watched?
You know, it was like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I saw the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yeah.
I saw what my future was, and I didn't like it, and I needed to change.
Had you watched The Biggest Loser before?
You know, the crazy thing is, no, I didn't watch it. I knew of it. I had kind of seen clips of past seasons, but I did not. I have one of my sisters is like a diehard. She said, this is the greatest show on television. And she was just so ecstatic that I went on the show. And after being here and being around all these people, I'm like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen or been a part of. I mean, they literally change and save people's lives here, and it's quite amazing.
Have you heard from players in the NFL that you used to play with?
I don't think I can talk about that.
Okay. All right, no worries.
Tune into the show and watch out.
All right.
I have to. I'm under certain obligations.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, no worries. See?
I do watch The Biggest Loser. I love it. I want to talk to you after because I'm so curious as to what we don't see. You know, they have to put it all into an hour, so I can't imagine what it's really like.
When you can talk, maybe you can come back in.
I'd love to do it. What's amazing about this is you literally are taken away from everything. Mm-hmm. I have no cell phone, no computer. I don't talk to my family. I don't talk to former teammates. I just have to focus on myself. Literally, I kind of relate it to like a cocoon. You know, I came here as this ugly caterpillar who's come into this cocoon. My life stopped. It's like I've died.
Yeah.
And all of these changes and metamorphoses are happening. And I leave here as this beautiful and wonderful butterfly that can soar to new heights and really become my very best self.
Well, it sounds like it was the absolute right decision. Scott Mitchell has been our guest. The TV show is The Biggest Loser, Glory Days. Season 16 premieres Thursday night at 8 o'clock on NBC. We appreciate your time today, Scott. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world-famous K-Rock. It is 6:53 coming up just after the top of the hour, the brand-new U2 song.
All right.
We've got that for you. You can also download the entire album for free at iTunes right now.
Apple bringing the stars, man, bringing the big guns to their announcement yesterday.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. This is fascinating news. There may be a lawsuit in the offing if any of this is true. Joan Rivers' death was, according to the New York Daily News, perhaps caused by medical malpractice.
Oh.
Yeah, she was having a procedure on her vocal cords when the doctor at the clinic in which the procedure was being performed spotted something on her vocal cords and decided to perform an unplanned biopsy. Now, a source close to the medical experts claims that that caused Rivers' vocal cords to seize, and that cut off her air supply, and that's what put her into cardiac arrest. Had she been in a hospital setting where a biopsy like that should only be done, according to this source, she might have been okay. So, if any of that is true...
That's bad news for the doctor.
Yeah. Rivers' doctor, who identified himself as an ear, nose, and throat specialist, asked if he could see their instruments when the clinic's doctor noticed something on Rivers' vocal cords, according to this source. He asked, and they led him. That's a huge no-no. And I don't know if that it was in any way contributed to her death. I think there could be a major lawsuit in the offing. More legal news. The FBI executed a search warrant last week on a hotel room belonging to a woman who allegedly has been sending Kris Jenner death threats and making harassing phone calls. How can the FBI find just one person who wants Kris Jenner dead? Wouldn't it take just scores and scores of FBI agents?
It would take the entire agency.
Combing the nation?
Yeah, you can't really reach out to people and make threats like that.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
Apparently a search was conducted of a room at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills. Well, at least it's a stalker with some class. the warrant has been sealed, so there's no forthcoming information on how the investigation may or may not involve Kris Jenner. But apparently this woman claims, I lent my computer to someone.
Somebody else did it.
Yes.
I didn't have my computer at the time.
I think it was Beer Mug.
Hey.
You know Courtney Love, right?
Yes. Yeah, we know Courtney Love, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's unique.
Yes.
And she, of course, she fronts a band called Hole.
Right.
And they make music.
Yes.
And some of her records are entertaining.
More popular in the, what was it, mid to late 90s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrity Skin, for example, one of their hits.
Right.
We played here on K-Rock. She is
a great vocalist?
Here's what happened. This guy was filming a few bands 4 years ago during Fashion Week in New York City. He was under contract to film these bands and record their audio and visuals, and there was going to be some sort of project involved. He said, but I still have no idea what happened. He never got paid for his work, and he said, I was left there, standing there literally with an invoice in one hand and a hard drive in the other. So now he's making some of this footage, and more importantly, the audio, available.
Oh.
This is Courtney Love's vocals and guitar tracks isolated while her band Hole plays Celebrity Skin.
Love this stuff.
The guy who posted it said, to address the most obvious and inevitable question I will be asked is, this is not fake. Whether you think she's the worst or this just makes her all the more punk rock is for you to decide. I'm merely presenting the facts as they are. Here's some audio of Courtney Love isolated as she performs Celebrity Skin.
Balls, 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 balls.
Sounds pretty dead on.
You're going to wish she sounded that good.
Oh, no.
You. I'm all I want to be. I want to start it. In demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now.
What?
That's her playing guitar.
That's worse guitar than singing.
Yeah, oh yeah, much worse.
What's happening?
If you took a guitar and just hit it with a dead cat, you could get the same sound.
My name is Never Was. My name's Never Was. My name's Forgotten. Yeah, so you can make it. Yeah, now you really need it. Yeah, well, there's only us.
All right.
Yeah, that's all you need.
All right. I liked her ball song better.
There you go. Today's celebrity birthday is TV host Bill O'Reilly, 65 years old today. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry, who plays a lot like Courtney Love. They have a very similar
I think. He's actually pretty good.
What?
On the guitar, yeah.
64 years old today. Are you trying to say Courtney Love's not great on guitar?
Yes.
Chris Columbus, the director, is 56 years old.
It's too early for that dress. Looking pretty somewhere at Hollywood. I'm glad I came here. I'll wake you all pound of flesh. The second feeling. Cause you're a star now.
Yeah, she's a gifted actress, singer, guitarist. Actor Colin Firth. He's got that new movie coming out, Secret Service. Secret Service, Kingsman. Kingsman, Secret
Kingsman.
Service.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's great. 54. Director Guy Ritchie's 46. And Ryan Phillippe turns 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That is brand new YouTube on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The song is called The Miracle of Joey Ramone. YouTube came out with Apple yesterday morning to make the big announcement about their new phone and their new watch. And they played that song and they put it up online at iTunes. You can download the entire album for free. Through, I think, October 13th.
Oh, wow. That's really neat.
So that's pretty cool. Lightning has joined us in the studio. He used to be our producer. Now he is a vagabond.
Yeah, I guess. Just web guy. I do a lot of commercials around here.
Yeah, a lot of AAS.
Yeah, when people can't get something done, they call me in.
Sure.
I can't do the low voice. They call me in.
No, you can't. No. Lightning Strikes is a feature where Lightning goes out on the streets and talks to people about something that might be happening in current events. Tell us what this one's about.
So I feel like since I was 4 years old, people have been talking about an NFL team coming back to L.A., right? I mean,
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, the teams most recently that people have been talking about were the Chargers, the Rams, and Raiders, right?
Yep.
And maybe
the Bucks. That was the Bucks were in there for a little while.
But, yeah.
So
I'm not a huge NFL fan, as you know. I'm big into action sports and auto racing and stuff like that. So I'm kind of I come at it with an impartial, you know, viewpoint.
Right.
And I wanted to ask the question: are the Raiders the right team for LA? Were they the right team the first time? And if they came back, what would that do to L.A.? Like, you know,
would everybody jump in line and get behind them, go to the games, watch them?
Because that's a polarizing team.
Yes,
there are some teams that could come in and people would in mass embrace them. Other teams, I think Raiders might get a little pushback or a lot of pushback.
For a couple of reasons, it's a polarizing team, but also they were here and left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's most teams don't have that history.
Yeah.
So.
Seems like though a lot of Raiders fans that were here back in the 80s don't really care. It doesn't bug them that they left. They don't feel abandoned, which I'm surprised by.
So they still root for them and they're fine. That's their team. And if they came back, they'd be fine with it.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. I mean, you're talking about the team that ends up here. Billions and billions of dollars, and it's, I guess the NFL is in no hurry to bring a team back.
They've never been. I'm not exactly sure why. I think it's TV revenue or something, but they've never cared, it seems like.
Well, isn't it partly that we as a city didn't support the teams?
I don't know. I thought the Raiders were supported okay. I thought the Rams were supported okay. Yeah. I don't know if it was great.
I think it's a different time now, though. I think that any team that comes to L.A. will be supported. I think we're finally ready. Wouldn't you agree that we're finally ready for a team? Right. So I wanted to get a good cross-section of the audience, interesting people, a good group. So I went down to Anaheim Stadium this last Sunday for the Dub Car Show, which so we have some sports fans that are there inherently around the Big A, and we have people who don't give anything, you know, no cares to NFL.
Right.
So I think you'll find an interesting mix of the people we spoke to.
It's time for Lightning Strike.
Lightning can be deadly. Don't take chances with lightning. Stay safe.
Everybody say hey!
Lightning is violent and unpredictable.
Everybody say ho!
Even today, nobody fully understands the effect lightning has on its victims.
Everybody scream!
When lightning strikes, people listen.
You're a Raider fan.
All day long.
Would you be excited for them to come back to L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
Think it would cause any problems for the city or be good for it?
Good for it. It's money.
Yeah. They get a bad rap.
Is it the team or the fans?
Because of the fans.
I stay within the law.
We're fun drunks, not rowdy drunks.
Where should they put the team? You think downtown's the place to put it?
It'd be nice.
What about the traffic?
That's why they're building trains.
You're not going to take a train. You're at a car show right now. Let's be honest. This guy's a football fan right here. What's happening? What's your name?
David.
So there is a chance that the Raiders could end up back in L.A. What do you think about that?
I think that's a foul play job right there, brother.
No, it's not. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Show.
You're a Raider fan?
Of course.
Yeah?
Since L.A., baby. 83.
Can L.A. handle the Raiders? Like
L.A. can't handle the Raiders. Plus, come on.
Raiders can't handle themselves.
There's a lot of money. The market's huge in L.A., man. They got to come back, man.
Yeah. Now, if the Raiders came down here, where would you want to see them play? Would it be downtown L.A. or somewhere like the 60 and the 605?
60 and the 605 sounds good to me. Plus, we get all the Inland Empire people coming down, everybody from L.A., meet in the middle somewhere, you know. Yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Where are you guys from?
Paramount.
Oh, you're 909.
That's right.
Oh, I can't talk to you anymore. You don't like Raiders or you don't like Raiders fans?
I just don't like the Raiders.
Oh, yeah?
They suck.
Yeah. Now, because they're not a good team or because?
The ownership sucks. The players are just dirty.
What team would you like to see in L.A.?
Probably the St. Louis Rams or the Dallas Cowboys, one of the two.
Ugh. So there's talk, Robert, that the Raiders could end up back in L.A. What do you think of that?
Yes. I can't wait for the Raiders to get back over here. I'm tired of not having a football team.
So Raiders fans have been known to be rowdy, especially when playing other teams. Does that cause any problems here at home in L.A. if they end up back here?
No, there's no problems at all because, you know, if you're not a Raider fan, you anyway. Everybody out here is a Raider fan. Everybody out here is a Laker fan. It's Raider Nation. If you don't like it, you and your mom.
So what do you think about Raiders coming back to L.A.?
Oh, I want them back.
Yeah?
Yeah. Where would they play, though?
Well, they'd have to build a stadium.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Okay, it looks like we've got a little Raiders fan out here wearing a jersey. What's your name?
Jake.
All right, so are you a big Raiders fan?
No.
No? Okay. Who's the Raiders fan, then?
My dad.
Your dad? Where is he?
Jail.
Big Raiders fans for how long?
Born.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Border Raiders fans.
It's in your blood. It runs in the blood. That's it. Exactly. Yep.
So what do you think they should put him in downtown L.A. or elsewhere?
Nah, right here in Orange County.
OC?
Yeah.
What is it about the Raiders that you like over any other team that plays?
That we always win in the parking lot.
Hey, what's your name?
Doug.
All right, Doug. So there is a chance, albeit slim, that the Raiders may come back to Los Angeles. What do you think about that?
That ain't gonna happen. Raiders fans. That nation.
Have you been drinking a bit?
Not at all. Okay, maybe one or two. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, I'm drunk.
Wow.
So those are some Raiders fans for you right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you follow up with the question, what would you do if the Raiders don't come to Southern California? Because they've pretty much reached an agreement in Oakland to build a new stadium and they're going to stay?
No, I'm not going to break their hopes and dreams.
Did you tell them that?
No, I'm not going to go there.
My dad's in jail.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty strong.
About says it all, right?
All
right.
Raiders.
Right. Right. Okay. All right.
Raiders.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, lady. Coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning, we have a brand new internet roundup. We have Ashley Escada coming in from CNET talking about all of the iPhone 6 and all the different things that Apple announced yesterday. Let's talk about Disneyland.
Yes, the happiest place on earth.
We've all been.
Sure.
We mm-hmm. all like it.
Yep.
Fantastic. What's not to like?
Well, it's a fantastic place. Some people go more than others, and some people go way more than others, and I'm fascinated by that.
Some people want to move into one of the tunnels underneath it and live there.
I'm fascinated by that because it doesn't really – it changes very slowly. You know what I mean? Like, they'll come up with a new ride.
Well, every 20 years or something.
Once every 5 years or something.
Different.
So it's the same thing that you saw, you know, last week.
Now, sure is.
Dave, the King of Mexico.
They pride themselves on consistency. They want it to be the same experience you have every time you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's their goal. Dave, the King of Mexico, is with us here.
Hey.
Oh.
He's got the season pass.
I do.
And he goes all the time.
No blackouts for me. Go any day I want.
Now, how often do you go to Disneyland?
I try to make it at least once a month. But yes. sometimes, like, I could go 2 to 3 times a month if I don't have anything going on.
Do you go to different areas of the park?
By the way, that happens, you should get something going on.
No, I mean,
if you find that ever happening, you should really
there's some
work
Sundays
on
where there's,
going
there's nothing
on.
Going on, and I'd rather go to Disneyland than sit around and do nothing.
Do you live relatively close?
Nope.
Not
nope.
at all.
Nope. I live in L.A. It's in Anaheim. So
okay, so
it's a
long
good drive.
Drive.
Yeah.
Parking?
Parking? Easy.
Not,
yeah,
it's not
free,
a big deal.
Free parking. Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Never a crowd. Easy to get in.
It is actually easy to get in if you know the secret routes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
arrogance of the Disney yeah. freaks is just second
Listen,
to none.
Look, everybody's like a cow
oh, no,
just
the
goes
way
right,
I do it
right
is
to
different.
The – I don't want to say what the secret route is because
no,
I don't want to
give it away.
Yeah, to give it away. But right. everyone automatically goes to the entrance. It's like, why would you do that?
Because it's the entrance?
Yeah, but the entrance is so far from the parking lot when there's so many – different routes to get in
Goofy,
besides
Goofy
the...
told me how to get in.
See, I think this is part of the fun for people like Dave.
Dave thinks he's somebody because he's got
somebody. I just like walking in.
It's cool,
you know?
Man. He's
I don't have to wait.
Hit.
I don't have to go through
okay.
the...
Let me ask you another question.
Better
yes.
than you.
Let me ask
I
you
am. Because Donald showed me the way with no pants.
Do you go to different parts of the park? Each time, like one time will you go to one area, another time will you go to another area, or do you check out the whole thing every time?
I kind of have a routine, but, you know, it's whatever, it depends on the crowd. You know, sometimes, you know, you have your app, like MouseWait, and, you know, you see the lines, and you base it on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you go to California Adventure just as much?
I go to California Adventure more than Disneyland.
More. Okay.
I love it. That's where...
Why do you love it?
Because it's they offer a lot
I'm
of.
I'm gonna hear his false answer and then I'm gonna.
They offer a lot different things in Disneyland. Like you know, I think they have better rides at California Adventure with the Toy Story 4D and the roller coaster and the mm-hmm. Tower of Terror and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Plus, you could drink.
That's it.
Yeah,
right there.
There it is.
That's
you
it
could
right
drink.
Cars Land. Wait a minute.
Cars,
they have,
hold on.
They have drinks at this place.
Yeah.
Well,
Cars
everyone
Land
should go there
awesome.
All the time then because you I'm can't limited. Get drinks anywhere.
What's the biggest complaint about Disneyland? It's the lines, right?
Well,
what
yeah,
makes the lines better?
Beer.
You know, beer and alcohol. So why not? Why not go hang out? You're in line for 30 minutes.
Right.
You have a beer. Enjoy mm-hmm. the ride. And do it again.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, do it again.
But then like
and
2 weeks later, I mean, like I love Disneyland.
Yeah.
I love taking kids there, my kids, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the saturation point?
Yeah. Like at some point
but you
go,
know,
well, I just did it 2 weeks ago.
Once, you know, one time you'll go and you'll go to Cars Land and get the pretzel cone with chili.
Sure.
That's bomb, right?
Right.
So you don't want that the next time, so you'll go to the Corn Dog Castle and get the giant corn dog.
See, Kevin, they have food and alcohol.
So he's
at this
basically
place.
Eating is drinking his way through Disneyland. That's
yeah,
really what
they
it
offer,
is.
They offer some good food, so why not?
They're also
and I'm having fun.
Because restaurants. That's why. That's why not.
I don't know where you could get a pretzel cone, you know.
I don't either.
I don't either. And without a pretzel cone,
where can you get a pretzel cone with chili? Come on.
That's a good question.
Yeah, where?
I don't have an answer off the top of my head.
Fair. Yeah.
Well, why would you go to the fair when you have Disneyland there right there?
I don't know if you guys, did you guys see the story in the OC Weekly about the gangs, I'm putting in air quotes?
Social clubs, Kevin.
My bad.
Social clubs.
They wear vests. They have pins.
Biker vests.
Biker vests. They have pins and patches. It's like Sons of Anarchy with no violence.
What do they do?
They walk the park and make sure that people stay in line.
Yeah.
They're like
the vigilantes of Disneyland.
But supposedly no violence. They'll get the security. They'll point them out.
Sprinkle fairy dust on you.
They'll clean stuff up.
It's like hall monitors from high school.
Yeah.
They're
the guardian angels.
But they wear these vests that look like they're in a gang, and they're clearly not. They're just there to protect Disneyland.
This whole culture is just effed up to the ground.
I'm guessing that these groups of gang members, so to speak, are social clubs because Dave is there. That's what I'm guessing. He's drinking.
He's eating
him in line.
We know what happens.
I'm going to throw in my trash.
Oh, what makes a line better? Alcohol. Which is made from elks.
So if you are one of the people that enjoys going there a lot, we'd like to talk to you. 1-800-520-1067. But more importantly...
No, but if you have kids, you're off the hook.
If you have kids, don't call.
Right.
Because this is
is a place for kids to enjoy. That's why most people go there. They take their kids to enjoy the magic of childhood.
Right.
If you're a grown-ass person and you go there more than once a year...
Oh, by the way, there's a lot of those
people. I know. That's who we need to talk to. Yeah. What's up with them?
1-800-520.
Oh, waffle cones. I got a pretzel waffle cone.
Where can you get that? 1-800.
Where can you get it, Kevin?
Go to a restaurant. Eat something.
Where?
Which
one?
All of Los Angeles.
All right, let's go to Becky. We'll take one call here. We don't have much time. We'll take one call from Paramount. Hi, Becky.
Hi, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
How old are you? Do you have kids?
I am 21. I do not have kids. No, thank you.
How often do you go?
I try to go once a week. Sometimes work gets in the way.
You should quit. You should quit your job.
I've tried to apply to Disneyland. They don't want me.
You know, because they're like nuts.
Because you like it too much?
Yeah.
They're in a back room someplace going, you know what? Becky comes once a week. We can't have her here.
What are you doing once a week?
What do I do once
a week? Yeah.
So what do you do when you go?
Well, I walk around the park. Sometimes I go just to have lunch. You know, just off work, want to go have lunch.
What do you like to eat?
Pizza Port. There's this pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Basil chicken. I forget the name, but it's so yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You are tragic.
Once a week.
Oh, dude, the Carnation Cafe is good,
too. Kind of making me want to go. Yeah. I may want to go with Dave and
come on,
see
Lisa,
the secret way and...
Have Becky
see
show
what
us.
He does. I don't know. I've
Have Becky
been
show
a long
us.
Time.
I'm hungry.
You know,
right
if it
now,
wasn't this... for that whole life thing you have, Lisa, you could do it. But
there is that.
It might get in the way.
Thank you for the call, Becky. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a break and we'll come around.
Hey, Kevin. How many hidden Mickeys have you seen?
How many what?
How many hidden Mickeys have you found?
Hidden Mickeys.
What are you talking about?
What does that mean?
Oh, man. You don't know about the hidden Mickeys?
No.
What this means.
Dude, I know what Omar means by hidden Mickeys, but I think it's completely different.
You should go by the book where you can discover all the hidden Mickeys, where in the whole park of Disneyland and California Adventure, they have little Mickey, they'll set plates that have the Mickey Mouse ears.
Right.
So like in the Haunted Mansion, you just find them and you take note and you could see where these hidden Mickeys are at and they're placed throughout the park. Nothing. You just notice. You just notice them.
God.
They're like Easter eggs.
Do you take like pictures like and then turn it in and get a prize?
No, but if you have the book, you could check them off to see where they're at and stuff like that.
I'm a little bit dumber now.
Dude, it's fun. It really is fun.
These are the people.
Yeah.
And that's why you go back, because you want to find stuff like the hidden Mickeys.
Jesus.
And just like we were discussing off air, you know, you go at different seasons and the park is decorated so different. It's so cool.
Yeah. Can we go to anyone?
Yeah,
on
let's
the phone?
Go to somebody else.
Anyone.
Anybody else. Let's go to Megan in San Dimas. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
You go to Disneyland often?
Yeah, about 3 times a month.
3 times a month. Okay. So almost once a week.
Yeah.
What's the draw?
It is a tradition now with me and my friends that we go and get margaritas at Margaritas.
Oh, you are horrible. You're a horrible, horrible person.
I mean, I feel a little bad drinking around children, but, I mean, we're already having fun there.
Do you live in Anaheim?
It doesn't help.
Do you live in Anaheim?
No.
Where do you live?
San Dimas.
How long does it take you to get to Disneyland to get a margarita?
It's about 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
30 minutes, she said?
Yeah.
Or that's not too bad.
I think she's doing the right thing. I like it.
Hey, Megan,
think...
what's your favorite ride?
That's hard.
It is hard. Figure it out later and hang up on yourself.
Oh, come on, Ralph.
Oh, come on. I want to know.
I want to know.
Why are you indulging these a-holes? They have no lives. They're horrible.
They have plenty of lives.
If she's going 3 times a month to Disneyland to get a margarita, she's tragic.
But if that's what you enjoy, why is it so bad?
If you like margaritas, you know what? Try a new place every week in Southern California, and you will discover a whole new world. I'm on a freaking flying rug.
Look, I imagine that Ralph would be arguing against
Andy going anywhere 3 times a month.
It's not Disneyland. It's just the same place What's 3 times a month.
Open your eyes and live.
It's a lot.
What's the difference between going there and going to your favorite bar? Right?
Well,
no, what's the difference? Tell me.
There's a lot more to see and do.
There's
right?
a big difference.
Like?
Like the people that you all hang out with?
Right. Is there a roller coaster at the bar?
No.
But you don't go on them.
I'm not going to a bar for a roller coaster.
Okay, well, what are you going to a bar for?
For my friends and for the drinks.
Okay, well, I have that. Plus roller coasters. I win!
How far do you drive to get to your favorite bar?
I don't even have a favorite bar.
I've been to Disneyland. 30 minutes. 30 minutes. How far do you drive to go to Disneyland?
Right, it takes me about 35 minutes. Yeah.
35 minutes?
Yeah.
35 minutes?
35 minutes, yeah.
In a helicopter?
No.
Where do you live?
91. L.A., right here.
It doesn't take you 35 minutes. And by the way, it doesn't.
And Dave's the guy who drives to Vegas in an hour
I know,
and a half.
In 20 minutes. It's cut an hour off. It's only Dave's time. But no one is going to a bar for a roller coaster.
You go to
a theme park for roller coasters. You go to a bar for adult behavior.
And they combine them both, and we have fun. All right.
Karen, hold on. I want to read this from Facebook. Michelle goes 1 to 2 times a week, maybe more. Sometimes I don't even ride rides or do anything but walk around. Most of the social clubs just go to drink and be seen.
Sure, you want to be seen at Disneyland. That's the hippest place to be seen.
Karen in Anaheim. Hi, at least she lives in Anaheim.
This is for children, this place, by the way. Just want to remind everyone.
It's awesome.
It's for the family.
It's not just for kids. For
you don't have a family. Shut up.
Karen.
All right,
hey.
Karen, hi.
Hi, guys.
Please rescue us from talking to Dave. How often do you go to Disneyland?
It averages about once a week.
Once a week?
Wow.
Yeah. And what do you do there?
Well, my husband and I go, and we've been doing this for about 10 years.
Sure.
10 years. Once a week, 10 years.
Well, how could you get bored of something every week for 10 years?
You've gone about 520 times.
Easily.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well,
it's brand new every time you go. They change it every time you're there, right? Disneyland's brand new. Every time
the park itself doesn't change. You're right, but the people are always different. And we walk around. We do go on rides. My favorite is Haunted Mansion. It's really just the whole atmosphere.
I've been on Haunted Mansion 4 times. I've got it.
Wait,
I got it.
Wait.
I've got it down. I understand what it is.
Hold up.
Full up. I'm all saturated.
Ralph, is your favorite ride Haunted Mansion when it's the normal Haunted Mansion or when it's Christmas time with Jack Skellington?
You have to now stop talking.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, see, there you go.
All right.
And that's only available from October 2.
I've seen that one.
Yeah,
okay.
But it changed, like, Oogie Boogie's on top, or, you know, Jack Skellington.
Turn off his microphone.
I'll try. I mean, I'll do the best I can. I think he can still be heard through yours, though. Let's talk to somebody in the social club, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
A social club.
Yep. Allison?
Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Good morning.
In Burbank. You are a member of what social club?
The Sons of Tortuga.
Mm-hmm. The Sons of Tortuga.
Yes.
And what do they do? What's Tortuga, first of all?
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously.
Obviously.
My bad.
Okay.
I have Dave's mic off, so he can't be heard.
I know.
Okay, so Sons of Tortuga. How many of you are there? How often do you go?
Right now, there's about 27 of us.
27. All right.
My wife and kids and I average about once a week.
Okay. Once a week. But you have kids.
Yep.
Is that your excuse, or would you go anyway?
We'd go anywhere.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And what do you do?
Well, yeah, what's your activity when you get there as a member of the Sons of Tortuga?
We ride rides. Mm-hmm. We stop at some of the spots and take pictures, just, you know.
Oh, just to remind yourself what it looks like. Just to capture that memory from week to week so you can look at it. In between when you go for the week later, you can look at those photos and say, oh, remember the last week? That was a good time. Can't wait till 4 days from now when we're there again.
I wonder if Thunder Mountain is the same or if they changed it completely with something else.
I still don't get what the point of being in the club is then.
What do you do as a club member? Do you? Somebody said they clean up after people. They actually protect the park.
It's not so much protecting the park. I mean, our club, yes, if we see trash laying around, we will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Our club really, we want to capture and maintain what Walt Disney envisioned for the park. Family fun. And
okay.
That's what we do there.
And our do you wear a vest? Do you wear a vest with a patch?
We have vests, patches.
That's awesome.
The pins really are just, you know, the pins that you like, so you wear them. It's no different than wearing a lanyard with pins.
Love
you've,
Allison.
You've deputized yourself to carry on Walt's vision. Well, I'm sure he's very, very thankful. Because there's no one in Disney who's doing that. Keeping the whole family thing alive.
What, Dave?
I want to hang out with Allison.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right. Hey, Allison, thanks for calling.
Do all your cats have Disney names?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:55. Brand new internet roundup coming up just after the top of the hour. And Ashley Escada from CNET will be here talking about the Apple announcement yesterday. And now Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
I don't want to rat this person out because they still work there. But apparently the people who work at Disneyland hate the people I hate worse than I do.
Oh, the ones that show up
they
every
do?
Week?
Yeah. They have a term for this listener writes, we have a word for people like... Dave, we call them passholes.
Which, of course, is not the official stance of Disney.
Not at all. But for the poor working stiffs who are there at Disney, in general, most pass holders act how they want. And these secret ways to make things better are usually things that are against the park rules or at least shady as hell.
Yeah.
But they know just enough not to get kicked out.
I'll be a passhole. I don't care.
You are a passhole.
You don't have to volunteer,
you
Dave.
You have no choice. I work there. The people who wear these vests with the patches are assholes to a lot of the employees and other guests.
Oh, no.
I don't know why they think they're vigilantes. So, could be worse. Could work there.
Wow.
Got to deal with people like Dave all the time. Ugh, can you imagine? Bad I've got to do it here. All right, let's talk about show business news. This was cool. Mel Brooks, the legend, got his hands and feet in cement outside the Chinese Theater on Monday, September the 8th. But being Mel Brooks and being the fact that he is a genius, he did things a little differently. He didn't tell anybody, but he went to a professional makeup artist and had them adhere a fake sixth finger on his left hand.
A fake sixth finger.
So he puts his handprints and footprints in cement.
Right.
And then when he takes them out, If you didn't look hard, if you didn't notice, but you look at the left hand, there are six fingers on the left hand.
That's
in the
awesome.
Cement. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's really great.
That is kind of genius. He didn't even talk about it until he went on Conan O'Brien after the fact. He's 88 years old, by the way. I love the fact that he's still effing with people.
Yeah,
at
that's
88
awesome.
Years old. He said, I did it just in case someone from Des Moines, Iowa says, Harry, look, Mel Brooks has six fingers on his left hand. That made me laugh.
That's awesome.
And Britney Spears, you know, her boyfriend cheated on her with a porn star.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, her legal team is trying to keep the porn star quiet.
Uh-oh. Is there a payoff?
More like legal bullying. If you believe TMZ. David Licato was his name, the boyfriend, right? He slept with this porn star, Callie Lee. And it went, it's on video, and apparently her dad, Jamie, bought the video. But they contacted her and said her boyfriend, David Licato, signed a confidentiality agreement. So anything he told Callie Lee during their affair regarding Britney Spears must also be kept secret. And if she tries to violate that, they will come down with her with the white hot power of a supernova.
But let me understand this, because she didn't sign that. If she says it, shouldn't they be able to go after the boyfriend, but not her?
Well, here's the thing. Their legal bluff is just that, because she is not bound by a confidentiality agreement that someone else signed. So she can say whatever she wants. So okay. People think they're trying to get her nervous and shut her up before she figures that out.
Well, they were on a break. I mean, in his defense, they were on a break.
For a whole 24 hours. The letter that they sent her also says, rest assured that our client has the resources and resolve to pursue this matter no matter what the financial cost of outlay and time. So, they're pretty much saying Britney Spears will bankrupt herself to drive you, porn star, into the ground. Everyone relax. Go to Disneyland with Dave. Yeah. Get a margarita and a churro. Pretzel cone. Today's celebrity birthdays. Who needs a pretzel cone less than Dave, by the way?
Well, good point. That's a good point.
These stars were born on September the 10th. TV show host Bill O'Reilly, 65 years old today. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is 64. Chris Columbus, the director, is 56 years old. Actor Colin Firth turns 54. Director Guy Ritchie is 46 years old. And actor Ryan Phillippe celebrates his 40th birthday today. Fellow Philly boy, Ryan Phillippe.
Sure.
Phillippe from Philly.
Sure.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ashley Escada from CNET will be here in a second to tell us all about the new Apple stuff that was announced yesterday. First, though, a brand new internet roundup. This is the old theme.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers.
And as you know, we've been sort of tiring of it. I mean, yeah. We've had this for how long? Years and years.
Yeah.
Well, too long. I believe we have a new one. This one comes to us from Omar.
I think this is it.
And this is the new theme for the Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, internet, come on baby, watch some. And now it's time for the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
That's pretty great.
A parody of the very hot Cameo song, Word Up.
Roundup! Oh, there you go. Stuck in my mind already.
The first video that we have for you is the mutant giant spider dog.
Oh, man.
Now, explain this to me, Dave. It looks like something that they put on a dog, like a costume.
It is a costume, and it's these guys who put on the worst pranks in the world. It's like where they'll the last one they did was the killer clown, where they were chasing people with chainsaws.
Right.
So they set it up where this dog dressed up as a giant spider, and they put him in these situations.
So it has a dog head, but mm-hmm. then it's got giant spider legs.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, awesome. So they put him in these situations, and they're pranking people, and they're filming it.
I'll tell you what that's the sound, they get to the mutant dog. I'll tell you what they do well is that music and the sound effects and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the reason why it's so well is because it's in dark spaces, so you don't really know what you're looking at.
Right.
And it's just creepy to see this giant thing chasing you.
So. I think they
do a pretty good job with it, but it's a little scary. I got this one this morning from a listener. I apologize. I didn't catch the name, but it's Baby Metal. And it's talking Gimme Chocolate is the name of it. And it's three little girls, I would guess, eight, nine, ten.
Oh, I don't think so, dude. I think they're older.
Older.
Yeah, they're just
13, 14, 15?
Oh, I'm thinking older.
What?
Yeah.
But they're all like 2 feet tall. They're all like three chips. All right, here they are. Gimme Chocolate is the name of it. Gimme Chocolate. And you should check that one out.
Wow, they sound great. Don't you think?
I didn't know if you were making fun of me.
I wasn't.
I don't know if you were watching football this past weekend. I know Lisa wasn't. I saw something happen in a football game that I've never seen before in my life. And I played football in high school, and I've watched football ever since. Never seen it in my life. Antonio Brown is on the Steelers, and he was running back a kick. And the punter tried to stop him. Now, punters are not notoriously good tacklers. But I think Antonio Brown tries to kind of jump over him, but realize that he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
So he kicks him right in the head. Literally straight on forward front kick to the head. And, of course, they throw the flag. And there have been how many different versions of this online with music put to it and different sound effects put to it and stuff like this. This is they took the video and they added it in with the Karate Kid where they were talking about, you know, the final fight.
Finish him! Mr. Miyagi, you can't
well done. And it's something that I have absolutely never seen before. This is called Spoiled Rotten. It's a dog the size of a horse.
Great Dane, yeah.
Great Dane. And apparently this guy got another dog and is trying to pet the other dog. And when you hear the noise the Great Dane makes, I feel like you'd give in. But he's trying to teach the Great Dane that they both have time for love.
It's Roro's turn to get lovies. You get up there and lay down. Don't be all mad. Don't hate.
He's ignoring you.
Yeah, by the way, he is. Look, he's eyeing that guy.
Yeah.
He's looking at him like, dude, it might be on.
That's a big dog.
Don't hate. Don't.
That's the dog making that sound.
Man.
Yeah, that's scary. The Ohio State Marching Band has become known as maybe one of the best bands in the country.
Yeah, they always their halftime shows are great.
They always do these weird halftime shows, and they did TV themes, TV Land tribute themes.
Oh, that's cool.
This past Saturday, was it?
Yeah.
They did Dragnet, The Simpsons, The Addams Family, MASH, I Dream of Jeannie, The Office, Hawaii Five-0, The Brady Bunch, Game of Thrones, The Lone Ranger, and Batman. I'll give them credit for this. There were people there watching, applauding.
Yeah, well,
most
yeah.
of the time the marching band is beer time.
Right.
But while they're performing that Batman theme, though, they're in the formation of the Batmobile and it's moving, so yeah. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it really does. They do the whole thing and they change formations every single time.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Teens React is a video series that we've been doing for quite some time. This is to the Nintendo game system, which is
the very first one.
When
yeah.
did it come out? 80?
Yeah, in the 80s sometimes.
Sometime in the 80s, and of course, these kids have no idea what it is.
Is that a, hold on, let me, audio, is this a projector?
A video player?
Isn't this a Game Boy One thing?
A Game Boy, I mean, not a Game Boy, a video game contraption.
This is a game console.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
I mean, I've played with, like, a PlayStation 2, but that's as old as it gets for me.
This is sad that, like, I know what this is, but I've never, like, seen one in real life.
Those are always good. They put up a bunch of those. We have Honest Trailers. We love those as well. They can make any movie, even movies that we love. And I loved Godzilla, this latest Godzilla.
Yeah, it was
great, right?
It.
They can make it sound
Then they just tear it apart.
They can make it sound so stupid. And you go, well, hey, you got a point.
Get ready for the tease of the summer, bringing you the king of the monsters like you've never seen him before. Obscured by water, hidden in smoke, barely visible through masks, shot from really long distances on television, and shrouded in near constant darkness. Oh, wait, here we go.
Who thinks he's going to see it?
I like how they have a counter of the actual screen time of Godzilla in the movie, and it was like 15 minutes.
It was like
less than
15 minutes of that 2-hour movie could you actually see Godzilla.
Sort of see Godzilla.
I still love it, but for God's sakes. I can't say the name of this next one. The penis grays, I guess, is what we call
it. It's a new way to greet somebody.
It's not a good way to greet anyone.
Yeah, it's by Channing Tatum and Jillian Bell.
I think they did this for the release of the DVD of
22
Jump Street. Everybody talking about that drag, but see my girl say hi in a different way. I see my girl poolside, lay face up. I can't wait to say hi from the waist up. I start feeding when I see my girl sleeping, cause my hands about to have a booty meeting. So I'm walking by the chicken saying hola. I'm just trying to get me some areola. See your man at the park in the see your girl chicken strips, given crazy. Yeah, it doesn't need to catch on.
I think it's going to catch on, and I think I'm going to try it here, and that's how we're going to greet each other at K-Rock.
And you will be fired. It's it's a great video, though. It is awesome, and you should check that out. It's part of the Internet Roundup. You can go to kevinandme.com or krock.com. Jimmy Kimmel Live. You know he's a friend of ours, so we are partial. We'll tell you that right up front. But he does the best stuff, including he has celebrities read mean tweets. In this particular case, it's NFL players reading mean tweets about them.
Dez Bryant is a baby back bitch.
Terrell Suggs looks like a penis.
At Aaron Andrews, hopefully a ball to your temple will knock the stupid out of you.
Clay Matthews is a bitch. Not playing because of your thumb?
chop that thing the f*** off and get in there. I respect that.
He said, I respect that. And also from Jimmy Kimmel Live this week, an unnecessary censorship.
Professor at Idaho State University is recovering tonight after accidentally s***ing himself in class today.
Today our workers are more than any time since 2002. And by the way, they're really good.
To see more hard log on to HBO.com.
So he does that, I think, on Thursday nights, and that is the Kevin and Bean Internet Round.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
We welcome to the studios Ashley Aceda, who has been here several times before. She's one of our go-tos.
Yep. Thanks.
I think you're part of the family, I would say.
I feel like I am.
That doesn't get paid. I mean, you're the part that donates your time.
I'm the awkward sort of cousin that shows up every now and again.
Right, exactly.
Who's like, hey, guys, look at all my cool things.
But not too much. Now, yesterday, I actually had to get off Twitter because before 10 a.m., when Apple makes an announcement, people go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nothing but here's our latest guess. Here's what we think is going to happen. Here's what they're going to announce, blah, blah, blah. Most of the guessing, it seems like, was correct.
Yeah, yeah. Usually, I think at this point, Apple is kind of in the same boat as pretty much every other manufacturer. So we see a lot of leaks. They do have such a huge supply chain that, you know, backs of the phones leak out. And then you see, oh, here's all the, you know, here's the board and here's
this. You see a picture out of China.
Yeah, we even had one of our guys at CNET, Brian Tong, he had three actual, like, full-on mock-ups of the iPhone. Like, literally looks exactly like what they showed.
Really?
And they just had a paper screen underneath the glass. So it's just, it wasn't working.
Well, I don't want to buy that.
But it was exactly what you saw at the event. So it's pretty amazing the things that people are able to put together based on leaks.
What have they announced about the new iPhone? iPhone 6 and 6 Extra or whatever that is.
6 Plus.
Plus.
There's two iPhones now. For the first time, we're seeing two different models of iPhone launch the same year. There's the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus. They're slightly different. Obviously, the size is the number one thing. The iPhone 6 is now a 4.7-inch screen.
Versus the 5S, which was?
4-inch screen.
4-inch, okay.
And then the 6 Plus is a whopping 5.5-inch screen. So it's very large. It's reminiscent of the LG G3, if anybody has seen that phone out and about, and also the Galaxy Note series of, they call them phablets.
Which phablet?
PH with PH. It's like,
let's not do that.
I don't know if I can go with that.
Have to say that in the dorky voice if you're going to say
it. Yeah. It's a large phone. So it's a very large phone. And this is actually kind of a popular thing in Japan. A lot of people have these really big phones, or in Asia, really big phones. And that's their go-to device for everything. So, and I think Samsung and even, gosh, it's so weird to say this, but Dell, like, had one of the first 5-inch phones. So really, I think they had the foresight to kind of see this was going to be a really big thing. No pun intended.
What other differences other than size?
So we're
the better cameras, the better...
Better cameras, upgraded processors, all the same things that you would expect to see from a new flagship device from any of your favorite phone manufacturers.
Can Siri understand me yet?
That is to be determined.
Yeah, I slur a lot. And Siri has trouble with me.
Well, I don't, and Siri has trouble with me. So I don't know. I'm hoping there's some improved Siri functionality, which would be nice. All the upgraded stuff, of course, you're going to need a little extra battery life in each one. Of course, because the 5.5-inch, the Plus is bigger, you're going to get a little more battery life. The big thing is that the difference between the 5.5 and the 4.7 is the 5.5 actually has optical image stabilization in the camera, and the 4.7 does not.
Meaning stability, meaning your videos don't look as jerky.
Yeah, less shaky cam. But they do have I'm sure in the software they always have, you know, these sort of stabilization features and things like that, but specifically OIS, which is a thing a lot of people look for in their smartphones, because they want to have nice video and they want to have not blurry pictures at night. It's always very helpful to have. So, and then the other thing that is sort of the big deal is Apple is finally embracing NFC, which Android has done for quite a while now, and Windows Phone as well.
What's that?
So NFC is near field communication. So if you've ever seen somebody, which maybe rarely, but some people have seen this, where you see somebody pay with their phone at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Exactly. That's
they do that for movie theaters. If you have a ticket,
right? You can just
they can scan your phone.
They can scan your phone. So that's it's a little bit different than that. In that usually, for example, if you buy a ticket on Fandango, it'll show up on your iPhone as Passbook, so it'll have a little QR code they can scan,
right?
Or like a concert,
right?
But this is something. It's NFC, near field communications, and it allows you to send information by just kind of waving it over a kiosk.
Okay.
So then
it gets what? It gets my credit card information, and then it gets transferred, and that's all that has to happen?
Yeah, and it's called Apple Pay. That's what they're calling it, their version of it. And it will work inside Passbook. So now, instead of just adding plane tickets, concert tickets, you know, your gym card or whatever you want to add in there, you can now add your debit or credit card. And when you go to buy something, this is going to start in October, you will be able to swipe your phone, your iPhone 6 or your iPhone 6 Plus, and pay for something. But the nice thing is that none of that information is actually transmitted to the merchant.
I was going to ask how they secure that.
It's a token so it's sort of like a burner. So it sends that information encrypted without giving that information directly to the merchant. So, and then it's a one-time use thing. So once you use it, that token is burned off, and then it continually generates new tokens. So that way...
Oh, so each one is an individually different purchase as far as it looks.
Right. Well, you're just not sending your full, like, if you were to pay right now with a debit card,
right,
you would give them your entire number.
Billing address,
like all that stuff.
Date of expiration, all that.
Right, exactly. Your security code on the back. And this is sort of designed to not give that information to a merchant. So it's an interesting kind of move forward in terms of mobile payment. I know that it hasn't really caught on here the way that merchants, I think, would like it to.
Yeah.
But they're partnering with like Visa and American Express and MasterCard. Right?
A lot of company banks. I mean, they showed a lot of partnerships on a slide yesterday.
You need
a lot
that
of banks.
Or it just won't fly.
I think they said 80% of banks in the U.S. are like on board with this already.
Wow.
And they're working on the other 20%. I believe that was the percentage we heard yesterday. But yeah, it's really interesting. They're kind of pushing forward with this mobile payment thing. And hopefully, because Apple is on board now, a lot more merchants will say, okay, well, I was kind of looking into it because Android is pretty popular and it's, you know, it's the most popular OS in the world. But now that Apple's on board, maybe now it's sort of the tipping point for people to get involved if they have a business.
All right, we're out of time for this segment.
Okay.
I want to talk about the watch when we get back and the new iOS. Is that right? The new
iOS 8
platform. But I want to ask about the availability of the iPhone.
You can pre-order it on the 12th, so coming
which
up very
Friday.
Quickly, Friday. Sometimes they do midnight pre-orders, so stay awake.
Great.
Just double check. You can also pre-order it, I'm sure, with your carriers. They'll have information on their sites. And then it comes out on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check. I've had a long day. I was flying all over the place. It is 9/16. That's right.
16.
September 16th.
Okay.
So 16th, you can get it in your hands.
Fantastic. We'll take a quick break and be right back on camera. Ashley Escada is in the studio with us from CNET. She does Tomorrow Daily on CNET.com.
It's a lot of fun.
Talking about the Apple announcement yesterday. We talked about the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus Extra, whatever that is. What else did they bring out? The watch?
Well, they announced
everybody
gets a free cloned Bono. I'm pretty sure that was
Bono
a thing.
Bono was there.
I didn't hear that.
Everybody, instead of the album, they just said, we have so much money, so much cash, that we're just going to clone Bono, and everyone who's an iTunes user, you get a free Bono.
That was kind of cool yesterday to get the whole album for free.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And you know, Apple has the cash. They're sitting on a mountain of cash.
Yeah.
They could give some to us. Just
wouldn't kill them.
Just freely.
Tell me about the watch. I'm not a watch guy, but tell me what this is.
So we all thought it was going to be called the iWatch.
Of course.
And then it wasn't. It was called the Apple Watch. And it's actually the Apple symbol and watch.
Okay.
Which is going to be real weird to type on anything.
Do you
anything.
Have that key on the keyboard?
Do we have
I don't
that?
Think we do.
I think we might need to add that to the lexicon of keyboards.
Okay.
So there's actually three different models of the Apple Watch. And there is the Apple Watch.
Which tells time.
Stainless steel, and it's very... And then there's the Watch Sport, which has a silicone band. So a really kind of active person. It looks sort of like maybe a Fitbit or a Pebble band, things like that.
Okay.
And then there's the Watch Edition, which is apparently 18 karat gold.
What?
Yeah, this is... Nobody really knows how much that one's going to cost. But I know that a colleague of mine was saying that they've seen 18 karat gold watches, like... go for upwards of $20,000. So who knows how much that'll go for. So it might be 10 grand for an Apple edition, Apple Watch edition.
But hardcore watch owners and the collectors and stuff, they'll pay any amount of money for
that. That and also Apple really, this was sort of an interesting part of this particular event, was that they had invited so many people outside of the tech world. We saw Stephen Fry was there checking out
the author.
Was there. We saw a lot of musicians. We saw Marie Claire was on site, the magazine, the fashion magazine. So they're really making this push into fashion and mobile payment, which are these two big sort of things that Apple really hasn't been known for. I mean, fashion-wise, yes, the iPhone has been a fashion statement. You could say that.
But I don't think that's ever come from Apple where they say, hey, we're hip and look at us, how fashionable we
are. More of a perception by the public issue. And so now it seems like this is an actual internal push from Apple to sort of get into these sort of high-end fashion houses and say, hey, Louis Vuitton, make us a watch band for our edition watch. Like, wouldn't you love to have a custom Apple Watch edition?
No, that's not me.
Yeah, but no, it's a lot of
people. That is a lot of people.
Kanye West.
Kanye West, sure. What else?
So the iWatch, so the three models, there are actually two different sizes for each. There is a smaller 38-millimeter size screen and then a 42-millimeter size screen. So
and then 6.6-inch.
If you're a lovely lady like Lisa Mae, then you could have a smaller watch face, a little more petite watch face. Or if you're, you know, a slight man, like Pharrell, I'm sure has very small wrists. He would well, then again, he might rock the bigger watch face.
So
he likes to be bold. So
he would.
The watch crown on the Apple Watch is now called, they're calling it the digital crown, which...
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to help you navigate and zoom in and out so that you don't obscure the face of the screen.
Okay. What else does it take pictures? Can you answer the phone? What does it do? Is it just a watch?
Yes. And so you can tell it to play music.
Okay.
It doesn't, there's no like little, you know, speaker that's going to, you know, like hold it up to your ear and listen.
But
if you have Bluetooth headphones or if you maybe, you know, play it through your iPhone. You need an iPhone to use the Apple Watch.
Okay. Oh, so if you get the Apple Watch, it doesn't work unless you have the iPhone.
You got to have an iPhone.
Okay, I got you.
The nice thing about the Apple Watch, though, is that if you're deciding not to upgrade to the iPhone 6 or 6 Plus and you'd like to wait and get an Apple Watch, let's say you have an iPhone 5S and you're not really looking to upgrade, Apple Pay will work with the 5, the iPhone 5, the iPhone 5S, and the iPhone 5C.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is kind of nice. So if you aren't ready to upgrade or if your contract's not up, you can always get an Apple Watch and you can use Apple Pay with that. So that's helpful.
I imagine in yesterday's big event, they didn't probably announce anything on the iCloud security or any of those issues.
Oh, no. We don't.
I can't imagine. But
I think that I know that from the last time we had talked, a couple more pieces of information kind of came out that it was potentially, as we mentioned, somebody kind of compiling answers to potential security questions about different celebrities. And really all it takes, it can be a domino effect. All it takes is one crack in the facade, you know, one link on the chain to break. And then it's like, oh, well now I have your entire contact list.
Right.
So then I'm going to go through all those emails and try to crack those celebrities' iCloud accounts. So
they can attack individuals specifically and figure stuff out pretty easily, especially if you put that stuff out on the internet.
If you're a celebrity, especially, I mean, because that stuff is out there whether you want it to be or not.
Right.
And so I think that is targeted. And there is now, Apple has just announced, I believe the other day, that when somebody accesses iCloud.com, your account through iCloud.com, which is pretty rare. I don't think I know anybody
right.
who like who's accessed it. They will actually send you a notification.
Oh, okay.
So they'll say, hey, like someone's logging in. No matter where you are, it doesn't matter. You can't like save a computer and say this is safe. Like no matter where you are, wherever that login comes from, it will send you a notification.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool.
So they're taking steps, but you know, it takes time to sort of, I think they're still kind of sorting through what exactly happened. And of course, you know, it's a pretty big fallout and hopefully they catch the guy or guys responsible, or ladies, who knows, for, you know, you never know. I'm not going to be sexist and say it's just going to be guys, but it's probably just guys.
We know it's guys. Let's be honest.
But like, hopefully they catch the people responsible for it and are able to maybe actually somebody talk to them about how they did what they did and, yeah. and maybe take steps to sort of prevent that in the future.
And then they let them off the hook because they gave them that information.
No.
Ooh, the system.
No, we just pretend that we're going to let them off the hook,
see.
Just like in the movies, and then we lock them up and throw away the key.
Guantanamo. All right, fantastic. Ashley Escada, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tomorrow Daily is on CNET.com. You can watch every day. What time does it go up?
Monday through Thursday, and it usually goes up around 5 p.m.
Around 5 p.m.
Yeah, we don't go live. We're right. not like, we're not professionals. Like
Please.
Yeah, no, we do. It's video on demand. So we post it around 5 p.m. every day, Pacific time. And then a lot of people just kind of choose to watch it when they have the time.
When they have the time. That makes more sense. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 8:53. And Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat.
And I want to give you stuff because you're nice. And that's what I do to people I like. I give them stuff. How about some passes to the K-Rock screening of A Walk Among the Tombstones?
Yay!
This movie looks freaking awesome. Liam Neeson is back, his badass self, as a private investigator this time around, hired by a drug kingpin who's desperate to find out who kidnapped and murdered his wife. And
does he have a special set of skills?
He does have a special set of skills. Mm-hmm. Actually, Liam looks a little less skillful in this than in most. This looks like a typical sort of classic film noir private detective movie where the guy is sort of a drunk and he was a cop and he sort of had to leave the force and he's just basically making ends meet by becoming a private detective.
And sometimes gets in over his head.
Exactly. Kind of thing, and this is one of those times. So if you'd like to see it, I can't wait for this film, by the way. It comes out in theaters everywhere September the 19th. We're having a special K-Rock screening before that, on the 16th at the AMC Burbank 16. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through, you get a pair of passes to go see A Walk Among the Tombstones, which already sounds bad. Sounds like a downer, man. Just stay out of the graveyard, is what I say. We know more details now about that feud going on between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Oh,
yeah.
It is a battle royal.
It's on.
Taylor Swift told Rolling Stone magazine she wrote a new song called Bad Blood about another female pop artist who did her wrong. Well, Katy Perry has now tweeted a mysterious tweet yesterday. Watch out for the Regina George in sheep's clothing, she said, in a reference, obviously, to the cult classic movie Mean Girls. Yeah!
So take that.
It is on.
Taylor Swift.
Speaking of music, did Omar send you my clip in? I don't know if you know this or not, but last night there was a show called Fashion Rocks.
I was not aware of that. No, yeah. I was watching Sons of Anarchy last night.
Well, you were the lucky one. Fashion Rocks. I don't believe it's aired yet, but it filmed last night. It was a sort of a combination of music and fashion. You know, they'll have these events now, the sort of manufactured award things for anything. And this is a combination of music and fashion, and they brought together a bunch of performers and models and stuff and fashion designers to do runway presentations while there was live music playing. It just sounded awful on every level. But Justin Bieber was there, and the minute he walked out on stage to introduce Rita Ora, the fans started to boo vociferously.
I love that so much.
A deluge of boos.
For what? Did he do anything?
He hadn't said anything.
They hate him? Just him?
Right.
Love
it. So his response to the booing was to strip down to his underwear.
Okay.
Which made them boo less. I guess there are people in the audience who would like to see him.
Why?
Nude. Or in his Calvins. Just had his underwear on.
Okay.
And then he tried to introduce Rita Ora, proving that he can't read.
Fantastic.
Either. So here's all that one lovely clip.
Is that better? So much. Thank you, Justin.
He's taking off his clothes. Now he's just in his underwear.
If you're going to do a show called Fashion Rocks, you've got to hear Fashion by David Bowie. To see great fashion. Now here's one of England's newest sensations.
Yeah. It's not one of English's newest sensations, that's for sure.
I love that.
He just gets booed everywhere he goes.
I love that.
No matter what kind of event it is. You think if there was going to be any event that he wouldn't get booed at, it would be this one.
Fashion?
Yeah. A bunch of teenage girls there to see fashion runways?
Yeah, I guess. I love the fact that he's getting booed automatically before he does anything.
Today's celebrity birthdays. TV show host Bill O'Reilly is 65 years old today. We'll do it live!
We'll do it live.
My favorite clips ever. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is 64. Speaking of guitarists, we had a request to replay the Courtney Love guitar playing from her song Celebrity Skin. We'll do that in the next hour, I promise you.
It's great.
It's great. Chris Columbus, the director, is 56 years old today. Actor Colin Firth, one of my favorites. Remember The King's Speech? Boy, yeah. Was he good in that film.
He was good.
54 years old. Director Guy Ritchie, another great director, is 46 years old. And actor Ryan Phillippe celebrates his 40th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about people who go to Disneyland a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're called pass holes now. I hadn't heard that term before today, but that seems to be pretty good. And I was also informed, and I had no idea that there were, well, they're not gangs. They're social clubs.
Yeah, I never heard of this.
Disney social clubs, where they wear the same outfit because they've got, you know, their club. Like, we talked to the Sons of Tortuga, and they wear a vest, and it looks the same, and they all wear the same vest. There's about, what did you say, 16 of them or something like that?
27.
There is a Walt's Misfits. There is the Hitchhikers. There's the Main Street Elite. There are a bunch of these groups. And we thought we would talk to one. It is Mr. X. We do have to protect his identity, so we have put him through a voice changer. And Mr. X from the Raging Goofies is on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. X.
That's right, with the Raging Goofies. What's up, man?
Well, it's gangs and Disneyland seem at odds.
Yeah, well, times change, man. So don't come walking down Main Street and then see us and tangle with us, because the Raging Goofies will take you down.
But, I mean, why would we pick a fight with you? Why would anyone...
It is better come correct.
What does that mean, come correct? You enforce the rules?
That's right. You see some trash on the ground there, you pick it up.
I gotta tell you, it seems to me like...
If you see a character talking in costume, I take that character down.
Well, I'm not sure you're doing anyone any favors.
Yes, I am. I'm keeping up with Walt's vision.
Okay. Does Disneyland know of and agree with what you're doing?
No, man. We operate on our own.
I see.
We're outlaws.
Right.
We're the Raging Goofies.
So the Raging...
If you don't like it, I'll take this churro and I'll sharpen it into a shiv, man. I will cut you with this churro.
How do you become a member of the Raging Goofies?
Do you get jumped in? Yeah. I get jumped in. Take you over to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Right.
Is that even around anymore?
I don't know. I think it is.
Yeah, it is. I know. Because I'm at Disneyland every weekend.
How long has it been, Mr. X, since you've been to Disneyland?
I was there last night.
Last night?
Yeah. I was on Splash Mountain. Is that a thing?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I was on Splash Mountain.
Yeah, but you should know that.
I had to drown some dude.
Well, that doesn't seem... It seems like I...
Because he didn't stand in line right in the bathroom.
The way it was explained to me is that there's no violence, that you guys just try and help Disney be Disney.
Yeah, that's what we say, man. That's the public relations, man. But the truth is, if you step out of line in the Magic Kingdom, you will be taken care of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, teardrop tattoos?
No, we got hidden Mickey tattoos on our face.
On what?
On our face, man.
On your face.
How can you hide him?
How can you have a hidden tattoo?
A Mickey tattoo on my face, but it's hidden. It's a hidden Mickey.
Well, how is that possible?
Because it looks like skin cancer. No one knows.
Why?
You're like, oh, man, you got melanoma.
No.
Yeah, dude, that's right, melanoma. That's a small world, man. Yeah, man.
What are you doing?
I'll F you up on this ride, man.
That ride is the tiniest ride for the smallest children.
Yeah, you better come correct. Keep your hands and feet in the boat at all times.
Well, I mean, they make that clear.
I will take your hands off.
But I'm saying Disneyland makes that completely clear. You don't have to. I don't think they need help.
Man, I'll make it a little more clear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm saying Disneyland doesn't need your help.
Yeah. Until I stick you with my Matterhorn. Is that a thing? The Matterhorn?
Yes.
Is that a ride? Yeah, like my other guy from the Raging Goofy says it is. Man.
You said you were there last night.
I was, but I don't pay a lot of attention to the rides. I'm busy drinking beers, man.
Who's?
I like to drink beers. So I like to drink alcohol.
They don't serve alcohol at Disneyland.
Oh, they do if you know the secrets, man.
Oh, I didn't realize you knew the secrets.
I know the secret in and outs. I'm a passhole.
You're a passhole.
And I'm a raging goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of you raging goofies are there?
It's me and Omar. That's it.
Wait, there's only two of you?
Yeah.
And one of them is named Omar?
Yeah.
What? Can you put him on?
That's why we're so raging. There's just two of us. Makes us really angry.
Because nobody else will join?
We used to be the Pleasant Plutos.
Now you're the Raging
Goofies. Now we're the Raging Goofies.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with that, I guess.
Who are you, man?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Congratulations to Brianna Young from Southgate. She is our latest Coldplay winner. A special evening with Coldplay. We've been giving away every hour. And keep listening for your chance to win that. It is 9:19.
Fourth grader.
It was awesome. 106.7 K-Rock.
You're a child.
It's KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Why am I a child? Mac and cheese might be the best meal ever.
Yes.
Oh, no. Muggs is on my side.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
Look, and I'm the passhole. Yes, you are, Dave.
Yes, to answer your question.
You're
yes.
the passhole.
It's fine. It's like a comfort food once
awesome.
In a while. As a child, it's a staple. But when you grow up, it becomes just an occasional
Went to
thing.
A nice restaurant. They had lobster mac.
See, the minute I heard lobster come out of Kevin's mouth, I'm like, my God, Kevin's growing up.
No.
He had a lobster dinner. I had lobster mac and cheese. And then I had chocolate steak. And then I had peppermint broccoli. It's like everything's like Willy Wonka's house with you. Everything has to be the diet of a four-year-old.
I like mac
and
cheese.
And we got beer out here spilling mac and cheese all over the floor.
Well, that's not me. You can't blame that on me.
It's like being in an elementary school cafeteria here with you two.
All right, I have to give away this Brickleberry thing.
I have to give away the Brickleberry thing.
Okay, well then you do it, but we're going to do that right after we play me trying to do
this it. This is what the people will hear why I have to give away yes. the Brickleberry after we hear this moment with Kevin.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
A pair of passes to the Brickleberry Season 3 premiere party. Season 3 of Brickleberry premieres on Tuesday, September 18th.
16th.
Oh, my God.
10:30 p.m. on Comedy Central. We'll take five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067.
One caller!
Take one caller.
Jesus.
Good, Kevin.
We owe somebody some money.
I think that went well.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
So you're nobody wants me to do that anymore?
That's what we're saying, yes. Right. We can't afford it. Can't afford you have do ads anymore.
Here's Ralph now with a giveaway.
The sponsors say, we'd like our money back that we spent for that advertising time, please, because that guy just said that.
I wasn't prepared.
Brickleberry is coming back for Season 3, and they are having a premiere party. We are giving away one pair of passes to a lucky listener who will get to attend. This is going to be a very cool event. I think you're going to want to be there. And if you don't get to attend, you can still watch Season 3 of Brickleberry, which premieres on Tuesday, September the 16th at 10:30 on Comedy Central. Keep in mind, if you want to get these passes, you have to be over 21 years of age. So call us now, 1-800-520-1067.
That's how you do it.
That's another way you could do it. We could do it that way, or we could do it your way.
I don't think I have the option of doing it your way.
That's probably true. Did Joan Rivers die because of malpractice? Well, it looks like if these stories bear out to be true, that is the case. She was undergoing, as you know, a procedure on her vocal cords when a medical doctor, by all accounts, a doctor from her own entourage, apparently,
oh, really?
Noticed something on her vocal cords and decided to perform an unplanned biopsy. This caused her vocal cords to seize, a condition which doctors call laryngospasm, and that cut off her air supply, which then led to her cardiac arrest. So,
wow, that sounds like a perfect storm if that's the way it went.
Well, the New York Daily News talked to people close to this story, and they said, they were medical experts, they said a biopsy like that should only be done in a hospital setting. If she had been in a hospital where, when it happened, she might have been okay.
They might have had the equipment to, or whatever.
Right, they would have handled it differently. So if that's the case, then there could be some serious trouble here. It's odd, though. It was Rivers' personal doctor, apparently, who did the procedure that could have caused the problem. So we'll have to wait and see. Britney Spears, her boyfriend cheated on her with a porn star, and now her legal team is telling that porn star, you better not say anything about Britney Spears' secrets. We're going to sue you. You're never going to give that up.
Right? I'm not.
That Britney Spears laugh drop.
I would have if it didn't annoy you so much, but since it annoys you, I love it.
Her legal team got a hold of Callie Lee, is the name of the adult film star, and said, David Licato, Britney's then boyfriend, if he said anything to you about Britney and you spill those secrets, you are bound by his confidentiality agreement. We will sue you. There she is laughing evilly about what her legal team said. However, it turns out that is not a legally sound principle, that this girl is not bound by a confidentiality agreement that someone else signed, and she can say what she wants.
Ah.
But the legal team is trying to bully her, according to TMZ, by sending her this letter, which also contains the following. Rest assured that our client has the resources and resolve to pursue this matter no matter what the financial cost or outlay of time. So saying, we've got the money and time to bury you if you say anything. And I doubt David Licata was saying much about Britney Spears during that tryst anyway. I'm assuming he was probably saying
probably not bringing her up.
Involving her Orify.
Sure.
And very little else. Orifices? Orifices?
I don't know what the
that's probably
plural
not orifices.
Is.
What's the plural
it's
orifice?
Not orifices, no.
Orify, right? It's the Orify.
I think so.
It's not orifices.
Let's not go with that.
Although the orifices may have been involved.
Let's not talk about that.
And I did promise to replay a little audio I got my hands on from a guy named J.M. Ladd. He was hired by a company to film a few bands, including the band Hole, at an event at New York City's Fashion Week a few years ago. He did the job, but never heard from the people who hired him again. He ended up with all this audio and video footage, but no one to pay him for it. So he's been holding on to it for a while, and now he's decided to release some of it, at least. And what he released this week on the internet is isolated vocals and guitar tracks from Courtney Love's performance with the band Hole. Now, keep in mind, this is just her microphone and just her guitar feed to the soundboard. You're not hearing the rest of the band cover her up, in essence. What you're hearing is the raw Courtney Love performing with her band Hole on stage.
This is what it would sound like. Remember Guitar Hero when that, when that game was? This is what That's it would sound right. like if I was trying to play
Celebrity
her song.
Skin?
Yeah.
This is what it would sound like. Here is Courtney singing and I think playing guitar. Either that or she's hitting it with a frozen ham. I'm not quite sure.
I'm all I want to be. I want to study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you're really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Look at my face.
Look, the singing is bad. Guitar playing is worse, isn't it?
The singing you can get away with and say, I'm punk rock, I'm just screaming my lyrics, but the guitar playing
is horrific.
My name is Nickelback. My name's Nickelback.
Alright, okay.
You want to take so much
please,
of that?
Please stop. Just discovered the world's easiest job. Courtney Love's guitar tech. Is that tuned up? Yeah, whatever. Here you go. Matters.
The mistake.
Play away. Enjoy yourself, Court.
The mistake they made was they plugged it in. You need to true. Not plug that in and just let her fake it.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Today's celebrity birthday is TV show host Bill O'Reilly. He is 65 years old today. Well, do it live. Do it live. Do it live. I love when Bill gets upset.
I do too.
65 years old today. Joe Perry, Aerosmith guitarist, is 64 years old. But Chris Columbus, very talented movie director, is 56. Another movie director, Guy Ritchie, celebrates his 46th birthday today. Actor Colin Firth, soon to be seen in the upcoming Kingsman. I can't wait to see that movie. He is 54. And actor Ryan Phillippe, fellow Philadelphia boy. Go Eagles. He's 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, but earlier this week, Ralph brought us a movie called Samurai Cop.
Hell to the yeah.
Hey, take it easy, man. Come on. to talk to me. What do you want?
I can kill you now, or I can relieve you of this gift.
Yeah.
This black gift.
Cut your black gift off.
In a split second, you won't enjoy yourself the rest of your life.
That's right.
All I want is Samurai's address.
His address.
His address
is
going to...
Cut off your black gift.
His address is going to be on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning.
Matt Hannon! Yes! We're talking to Matt Hannon, the samurai cop himself.
About the Kickstarter, which, if I'm not mistaken, Ralph probably has already mortgaged his house for.
I need to be in Samurai Cop 2.
Kickstarter for Samurai Cop 2.
Deadly Vengeance.
We also have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow, and we've got your tickets for a special evening with Coldplay. We'll see you then.